We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In studio, David, in our 12 voices in 12 hours, we have with us the medical director of the largest cannabis clinic in New York State. 6,000 patients use medical marijuana under the close supervision of Dr. Laszlo Metzler, whose CV, just reading that, would take probably the entire hour, so we'll pass on a lot of the details. Now, the phone number, if you have questions about the medical ramifications of legalizing marijuana, is 803-0930. That is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN.
One of the things I respect about Dr. Metzler is that you have been probably the most consistent in the community, the medical community. You're one of the most globally widely respected doctors in your field. You just got back coming, you went to Mexico and Europe, and you're all over the place, and your message has never changed. And one of the things that's interesting when we start talking about recreational use of marijuana is that we're getting away as to why you've dedicated your life to this, which is getting patients out of pain and getting patients along the journey to health. And if we allow folks that, you know, have spacers in their ears to hand out, you know, weed, we're not exactly going to get people to the best state that they can be in. So when you hear about recreational use, as a medical doctor who's put decades of study into this, what is your feeling on rec? Are you agnostic about it? Do you have a thought process one way or the other?
Well, it's an interesting subject. I'm not sure if I'm the one that should discuss recreational marijuana, because for the last 30 years, I've been trying to have people quit smoking, because as a neurologist as well as an oncologist, how can I recommend smoking something when for 30 years I've been telling people not to smoke? Because smoking marijuana does contain a lot of the carcinogens that tobacco has. So, of course, you could argue the fact that recreational doesn't have to be smoking. It could be edibles, as you've mentioned, and creams and so on. But I think my focus is on medical marijuana. And the problem we're having with medical marijuana is that, first of all, my patients can't afford it. I looked at my 6,000 patients, and 35% of patients cannot even afford it. And when they do try it for a month, they say it works great, but I can't pay for it. Some of my patients are paying up to $500 a month. And it's a system that's not working. So we have legalized medical marijuana in New York State. Is recreational marijuana going to make it easier or cheaper? That's the unknown. Now, in other states, I will tell you that recreational marijuana is taxed anywhere from 25 to 35% more, and medical is not taxed. So I'm hoping that New York State, if they approve recreational marijuana, will also consider the fact they cannot destroy the medical program.
So why would anybody want to come to you and spend $500 on marijuana when they can just call a guy or their connection and get hooked up with a lot more weed for $500 than is going to last them a month?
That is the point. The point is, people out there do not want to get high. Now, I went to Colorado, went to a dispensary, and asked for CBD products. And as we know, CBD is non-psychoactive. And the reply was, in Colorado, everybody wants to get high. And I said, how about the 75-year-old woman that has rheumatoid arthritis? And the reply was, they want to get high also. Now, that's false. It's not true. People want I hope this is true. People want somebody who's knowledgeable, a physician, to orchestrate the treatment of different diseases, be it pain, be it Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, neuropathies, and I can go on that list. They want a physician to take control and give a variation. I have to remind the listeners that recreational marijuana is predominantly THC. That's the psychoactive. So when you get medical marijuana, the THC is compensated or suppressed by elevating the CBD or even decreasing the THC. So there's a huge difference between medical marijuana. And if you ask me, of my 6,000 patients I have, what percent of those patients get high? Less than 2%. In fact, I looked at a study of patients over the age of 75 to 102, because that's my oldest patient. They don't get high.
So this is fascinating to me, because if you write a script to one of your 6,000 patients, this is one of the largest practices in North America, okay? You write a script to a patient that needs whatever you write, and that patient then goes to a dispensary. Who is to make sure that the doctor's orders are actually filled in those prescriptions?
That's an interesting point. Yesterday, I was in Orlando. I was a keynote speaker at a physician marijuana meeting in Orlando. And I made that statement that we have to take control of treating patients and not allow dispensaries to prescribe whatever they think their mother or sister had. So I had and during this discussion, they stood up and clapped, because physicians feel that they're left out of the loop, that right now, and the term you use is prescribe. I can't even use that word. We certify patients, because if I prescribe something, then it jeopardizes my federal license, DEA. So I cannot say prescribe. I certify patients. Now, most places go to the dispensaries, and the dispensaries, unfortunately, will look at the patient, figure out by looking at the patient what the symptoms are, and look up at the shelf. And if they have it, they'll prescribe it. If they don't, then they'll give whatever they have. So that whole system is not really functioning well. We're trying to change that. What I mentioned before, the expense is killing it.
Well, how do we change that without you being the one that actually issues out the drug that the patient is supposed to have?
So when a patient sees me, I certify, I put a ratio and dosage into the computer. At the dispensary, they look at it, but they don't have to give the dose that I have certified the patient for. At the end of the day, the only control I have is the fact that I see so many patients. So if you run a business and you want to see my patient, then you'll listen to me. And that's the only power I have right now. Now, I'm trying to change that in Albany to have the system changed a little bit.
Can you talk about the various ways in which the human body will metabolize the various ways that people ingest marijuana? Does the body metabolize it differently, for example, when you smoke it versus edibles versus vaping, like cannabis oil or hash oil or whatever?
That's very important. It's called the pharmacokinetics of cannabis. The three types that are approved in New York State is the vape. Smoking's not approved, but vaping, capsules, and tinctures. Tinctures are like eye drops in the mouth. The vape is the fastest. It's in 8 to 10 seconds, just like smoking, but you don't get the tars or the carcinogens. But it lasts only for an hour and a half. So if you have chronic pain 24/7, a vape doesn't make sense. On the contrary, tinctures get in about 20 to 30 minutes. They last up to 6 to 8 hours. So if you have chronic pain, the tincture is relatively fast and relatively long acting. The third is the capsule. The capsule is like an edible. Most ER visits in this country are due to edibles, because they take too much, they don't get hit, it kicks in an hour or 2 hours, maybe even 3 hours. So capsules kick in about an hour, hour and a half, but last up to 8 to 10 hours. So the pharmacokinetics are very important. When I see a patient, I use that knowledge to certify the drug that they need.
Without a federal taking out the Schedule I status of marijuana, how is it that we have a lot of snowbirds in Western New York? You could have a patient in New York State that is traveling to Arizona, North Carolina, or Florida. When they get a certification from you, do they then go to Florida and say, my doctor, which is in the top 3% of the world in this field, do his orders not take effect when I go to Florida or I go to Texas?
They don't, because it's federally legal, and so you can't take a THC compound of more than 0.3% across state lines. Now, Florida has a special snowbird rule. Well, if you live in Florida for more than 2 or 3 months, then you can take your New York State certification. But in general, it's not only traveling. I mean, let's not even talk about going to Canada or Europe. But you're not supposed to take it out of states. But the major issues that I see my patients, gun owners, for example, they can't use medical marijuana, not to mention recreational. How about individuals who are going through a divorce? They're using it against the husband or wife, depending on how the divorce is going. How about people who work for the federal government? I mean, this federal illegal issue is really a problem. As you know, the two countries that we're between, Canada and Mexico, are now legalizing it at a federal level. We're only looking at it state level. So it really has to change at a federal level.
And interestingly, that'll be one of many things we'll discuss in the hour to come with the U.S. Attorney for Western New York, J.P. Kennedy, and how to harmonize between the federal statutes and the state statutes and the 10th Amendment of the Constitution and all that exciting kind of stuff. But right now, David, we got to get people home on time.
That's right. Let's go check in on traffic with Alan Hare. How are we doing?
We are doing pretty good at this point. No serious problems popping up. Main line of the thruway, a little busy around the 33, not unusual. And then farther down, 90 West, once again today, from the 190 down past the 219, you got heavy traffic heading on the 90 westbound. 290 still doing good in both directions. As I, the 190 coming out of downtown, you're not doing bad. Northbound or southbound, Route 5 to 33, all looking in pretty good shape. No accidents up on the board right now. In WBEN Saloon Bar Traffic Command, I'm Alan Harris, Stowaway, call 8.
The 420 weather is brought to you by Exergen. A bad cold and flu season is upon us. Know when to call your doctor, because a cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. So be prepared with the thermometer you can trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies and trusted by medical professionals everywhere. The Exergen Temporal Scanner thermometer. Basically, tomorrow it is going to be cold. It's going to feel like it is below freezing in the morning, and it's just going to be one of those miserable days. Could see some showers in the afternoon and winds gusting to 50 miles an hour. Right now it is 54 at News Radio 930 WBEN, in studio with Dr. Laszlo Metzler. And we are going to be taking some telephone calls momentarily, Sean, just a heads up to you. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
So we talked about all the different ways that, you know, how New York and the federal government, everyone in concert, pretty much has to put their business in order. They have to figure out whether or not this can be purchased through insurance, whether or not that you could use any other currency outside of cash. But when it always gets away from the professionals that are doing this, I mean, I could make the argument, the only reason why people are in this business is to make money. Well, how do you make that argument when a doctor is here saying, I want to treat my patients. This is what it's all about. My patients can't afford this. And if maybe if this was affordable, your 6,000 patients would become 50,000 patients. And maybe we would see overdoses and everything else go down. The last time we talked on this program, we talked about opioids. Mm. And we talked about how these are being manipulated, that the same thing is happening. We hear about the gateway. But when you have someone with a neurologic condition, when you have someone that's a cancer sufferer, someone with arthritis, you're talking about things that are non-hallucinogenic. CBD oil and the different ways that they could apply that. And your practice has people, the oldest is 102. What's the youngest?
6 months old.
6 months old. How is that?
What 6 months old because I'm also an oncologist, so I see brain cancer. And in the young children who are receiving chemotherapy, they may need other medications don't work. Cannabis may work for them. Let me just emphasize, these 6,000 patients we have, we are actively doing research on them on a daily basis when they come in. That research is now being publicized. We have 6 articles coming out of our institute that will be presented at national meetings in the next 4 to 6 months. And some of them are really impressive. So if somebody feels that medical marijuana should be a Schedule I drug, which means a Schedule I drug has no medical use and is highly addictive, I can promise you, of my 6,000 patients, I don't think any of them have any addictions, and they don't get high, and about 82% of them see significant benefit. Most importantly, it saves everybody money, because many of the opioids, and I did a study looking at what percent of my patients were on narcotics or opioids, 50% of them cut back completely or significantly, 50%. And in today's world, where 115 people are dying on a daily basis on opioid overdoses, we need to find other ways to treat chronic pain. And I think everybody's in agreement, if we can give something that nobody has ever overdosed on, and at presently there's about 40,000 people dying of opioid overdose, not to mention 85,000 from alcohol, not to mention 450,000 from tobacco. You know, interesting. We accept tobacco, we accept alcohol, and those are killing our people, our young people.
We will continue with Dr. Laszlo Metzler. What we'd like to do after the break here at 4:30's news, we would like to take some telephone calls for you focusing on the medical aspects of marijuana. Now, keep in mind, Dr. Metzler is not going to be selling recreational marijuana out of the dent, okay? He's not going to be doing that. He specializes in the medical use of marijuana, but the knowledge base that he has is certainly applicable across the board if we're going to talk about the chemistry and the body's reaction to the various ways people inject. And we are in studio with Dr. Laszlo Metzler on News Radio 930 WBEN, and we will be able to take some phone calls. I love how people will hold on for an hour, and then just when we're about to take some phone calls, they decide they're all going to hang up en masse. So if you've been one of these people on hold and you have a question about the medical aspects of legalizing marijuana, we suggest that you grab a line, because they will go quickly. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Dr. Metzler, true or false, marijuana is a gateway drug? It has been proven that if you start with marijuana, you are going to become a meth head and be featured on live PD on A&E.
Well, that's the information that came out in the 1920s and 1930s through the director of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, who was named Harry Anslinger. You know, you have to qualify that. I mean, everything in theory could be a gateway drug because there's something called substance abuse personality that runs in families. You've been told that if your father's an alcoholic, your mother's an alcoholic, you should not be drinking. So could marijuana lead to opioids or heroin? The answer is yes. But is it because of that disease, or is it because of the marijuana? Let me give you an example. Schizophrenia, which is truly a psychiatric disorder. 85% of schizophrenics smoke. 85%. 22% of Americans smoke right now. So does that mean tobacco causes schizophrenia? Or does schizophrenia is a disease where smoking is a habitual oral fixation? So it's very interesting. I personally don't think it's a gateway. I don't see it in medical marijuana. I don't have the expertise in recreational marijuana. I'm not a specialist in addictions. I don't think personally it's a gateway drug. But I would not recommend it for children and for individuals under the age of 21.
You know, we spend so much of our time having this debate amongst people that aren't medical professionals. And this debate occurs on radio airwaves where people without medical degrees are constantly talking about what's best for them, what works for them. When you're talking with your colleagues, how many people that are, because I'm sure there are doctors that think this is voodoo science. There's some people that are for it. What is the main study that you go to? Because we just got a study last week that showed that, you know, people that are on marijuana, their brain ages 2.8 years older than even schizophrenics, that this is something that is not good for the actual function of the brain. What are the studies that you point to when you talk to your colleagues? Is it do you find that the medical industry, you know, that your profession has actually grown and evolved in the last 10 years?
You both of you know that the studies out there are not good studies because the government has made it a Schedule I drug. And 94% of all the studies, about 6,000 on medical marijuana over the last 40 years, has been looking for the negativity of the plant, not the positivity. So,
and some of them have been sponsored by pharmaceutical companies.
Unequivocally. Yeah. And the studies that have shown use of marijuana in young children, teenagers, adolescents may inhibit the natural growth of the brain. I'm not going to argue that point, the study, but at the same time, SSRIs or psychodrugs, in other words, SSNIs, antipsychotics, also affect the brain as it matures in young children. So I think, look, all I can tell you right now, the studies are not great. I'm trying to change that. But I will tell you, if you ask the average physician in the United States what percent of them approve of medical marijuana, the numbers are, depending on the subspecialty. In neurology, it's 80%. Oncology, it's 88%. So most physicians who are experts in the field of medicine feel that medical marijuana should be allowed to give to patients who are suffering.
Well, we've got some calls coming in and people who want to go on the air with us on News Radio 930 WBEN with Dr. Laszlo Metzler, starting off with Trish in North Tonawanda. Trish, you are on WBEN. Answers your question on News Radio 930 WBEN, and that leaves a line open for Dr. Laszlo Metzler, who is an expert in the idea of medical marijuana. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we will have with us in studio the U.S. Attorney for Western New York, J.P. Kennedy, to offer his thoughts on the legal aspect of this. And while we have Dr. Metzler in studio, the phone number is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
You know, if I could wave a magic wand and give you the ability to right the ship from your standpoint, the way you see the world, what is the first thing that has to happen? Is it the ability, now, especially when we're talking about the regulation of the price, if an insurance company is willing to say, you know, we're going to back a certain amount, I'm looking at the long run as to what insurance companies, why would you want to put something? We don't even have 30-year studies done on pharmaceuticals that people are taking now. We don't know what the effect is on the liver. I mean, these reports that we're getting are 8 years old at how much acetaminophen is in some of these pills that people take, and they have to take six of them a day. Over the course of 20 years, we eventually will have the studies to show that if you're not ingesting something into your system that has to be filtered through your liver and your kidney, not only is your health going to be better, but you're not going to need follow-on visits to a clinician or a doctor because the side effects aren't there. So what is it about the cost of medicinal marijuana that makes it so? Is it that no insurance carrier is willing to back it?
Well, that's the whole point. We should have the payers, insurance companies that we pay into, pay for medical marijuana. But why would they pay? Because they throw up their arms and say, there's not enough research. So let us do the research, either at a state level or a federal level. Get the information out. It may not have to be 5 or 10 years. Some of these studies could be done within a year or two. Get the right information, because somebody mentioned the term panacea. Medical marijuana doesn't cure everything. I know that. We have to find out what the indications are and what the dosages are. When we have that, I promise you the payers will look at that, because I know the payers will reimburse for medical marijuana, because at the end of the day, if we can prove it works, we'll be taking less other medications, which are very expensive. For example, muscle relaxants, baclofen, Neurontin, Lyrica, opioids. So the insurance companies are not resistant to it, but they have to go through federal guidelines. Prove to us that it works in a study. Doesn't have to be a 10-year study, a 1-year study, and we'll pay for it. Once they pay for it, then it's going to be easier for people to use more and more of it. So until then, it's self-pay, and it's a tragedy in my mind that patients are either eating or taking a marijuana or not using it when they know it improves their quality of life.
But we would never have this debate if we were on the cusp of the legalization of opioids, where people could recreationally take fentanyl. You wouldn't have doctors that dedicated their lives to saying, wait a second, you know, this is okay if it's in moderate use, but there is a medical purpose for all these different drugs. I always get the feeling that, that people like you are in a position where you're fighting 15 different fronts. It's not that you're fighting the medical. This is what's best for this patient. This is what has the least amount of side effects. And this is what brings them to a path of health. That's not the fight you have. You have a government fight. You have the ignorance. You have people in your own colleagues that don't understand what's going on. And then you have a bunch of people that want to make a profit at a dispensary that just say, hey, give them 100 to 1.
You're right. I'm fighting this battle every day. And it, you know, I just realized that treating cancer patients for 30 years and having asked about medical marijuana for 30 years and having the same response, you can't have it. Now I can give it to him. So I'm happy that a lot of my patients, I see quality of life. Look, what changed me, I was a skeptic 3 years ago. I'm now a strong advocate. And the only reason why is because I see my patients walk into my office, they put their arms around me, and they cry. You see that once, you're a changed person. You see it 100 times, then you become an advocate.
We are going to take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. When we come back from the break, we're going to get right to your telephone calls at 803-0930. So don't give up the line. If you're on hold, don't think that we're not going to get to you. As long as you're there, we'll get to you. But don't hang up and then call back at 454 because we won't be able to get to you at that point. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
Hey, if you want to get beautiful countertops or flooring, and you think to yourself, what's the reason why I don't have marble countertops or quartz? Well, it's probably the cost. It's expensive. There's a way to save possibly tens of thousands of dollars, and they're right in our own backyard. They're called BT Poxycrete. B as in boy, T as in Tom, Poxycrete. And BT Poxycrete will allow you to acquire quality kitchen countertops or flooring for a fraction of the cost. BT Poxycrete is 5 times harder than concrete. Most surfaces, you're looking at about $300 a square foot. With BT Poxycrete, that number is $39 to $59 a square foot. Now just think about that. There's no tear out in your home. They'll be in and out of your life in 48 hours. And here's the stuff that nobody talks about when you get the expensive countertops. Are they non-porous? If you throw some meat on your countertop, when you clean it, are you really getting all that bacteria? Non-porous countertops means that none of that stuff can breed. 500 degree heat resistance. If you put down a pan on your brand new marble countertop, you might destroy that marble, not with BT Poxycrete. If you're a house flipper or you're looking at putting floors down, maybe you're into bathroom vanities, bar tops, flooring, patios, fireplaces, you name it, you got a pool. BT Poxycrete. Give them a call. 5 times harder than concrete. 228-2727. 228-2727. Get your free estimate today and tell them Bellavia sent you.
Right now, let's find out about the Monday drive home on News Radio 930 WBEN. I think this would be our 16th voice in 12 hours. Alan Harris.
I think we're doing just fine right now. Not seeing any major problems, even though it is going on 5 o'clock, another 10 minutes away. Main line of the thruway around the 33 westbound especially is busy. Then from the 190 went down to the 219, a little slower, obviously, there in the construction zone. The 190 coming out of downtown, slowing down just around Bailey at this point as it heads out towards the thruway. A little slow go there. A little slow on the 290 as you head from around the Main Street area. That's where it starts slowing down to the thruway split. Everything else looking pretty good for the moment. In WBEN's Salina Barnes Traffic Command, I'm Alan Harris. Don't wait, call 8.
WBEN 7 First Alert forecast for tomorrow. It's going to be cold in the morning. A strong breeze will make it feel like temperatures are below freezing. Starts off sunny and then some showers rolling in by the afternoon. Wind gusts again topping near 50 miles an hour. Right now it is 54 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's get to the calls for Dr. Laszlo Metzler on News Radio 930 WBEN. They did not build this studio with guys 50 and older in mind with the size of the font on this screen. Holy crap. Let's go to Peter in Buffalo and WBEN. Peter.
Hey, doctor. Ironic that this is the subject. I was just talking about it yesterday with my son, whose wife happens to be a nurse. And I did a Google search, and I was looking for good quality CBD oil locally. I know there's a lot of stuff on the internet, but do you have any suggestions on where you could go buy some?
Thank you for your question. Unfortunately, I can't give any recommendations for many reasons. One, I legally can't because New York State states that if you're an individual that sees patients, then I can't have any business relationship with any of the dispensaries or any of the CBD vapes stores. But I can tell you what my patients say. Right now, CBD is very popular because it's a hemp product. It's less than 0.3% THC, which means it's not psychoactive. You don't get buzzed. You don't get high. So in general, I don't think you could hurt yourself. I just can't promise you it's working. So if you use CBD and it's not working, is it because CBD is not working for you, or is it because you're not getting enough CBD and it's not the quality you deserve? So I think things like that have to change. I think CBD has to be monitored by New York State, has to be checked regularly. So I can't give you a specific recommendation, just to be cautious in what you do. But in general, I think whatever you do, you'll be safe.
Next up, we have Pammy in East Aurora on WBEN. Pammy, go ahead.
Hi, Doc. I was wondering if you could tell me how long it takes for the CBD oil to actually take effect, like you had explained it with the medical marijuana.
Well, if you're taking the CBD oil as a drop in the mouth, then it'll kick in about 20 to 30 minutes and may last to 6-8 hours. If you take it as a vape, it's going to kick in about 10 to 15 seconds and last for about an hour and a half. Now, CBD doesn't give you that buzz or high. So whatever your symptoms may be, if it's pain, then it may take a little bit longer. So the real question is, what are you getting and is it quality? If it works for you, then continue. If it doesn't work for you, then change the CBD product.
Have you found that some, like, the patches, the CBD patches, yeah, they put lidocaine on it just right to give you a sense that there's something there that's a numbing agent?
Lidocaine or menthol or peppermint, they're all doing it. So the reality is CBD creams and oils, the ones that are absorbed, have to have an irritant in it to open up the pores. Many of them don't have it. So many of these creams, in theory, may not work.
Now, we've got 2 minutes left. As somebody who specializes in the medical application of marijuana, what would your comments be to those of us who advocate for the recreational legalization of marijuana?
Well, I would recommend that you realize that we're dealing with a plant that we've only touched the surface on. There's 400 different chemical products in a medical marijuana, about a little bit over 100 cannabinoids. We haven't even talked about flavonoids. We've not talked about terpenes. So, you know what, let the specialists, the scientists, the physicians do their appropriate work. Take the shackles off us. Let's get the information out. Let's get the payers to pay for it eventually so we can have the people, my patients afford it. I think recreational, that's a subject that is very political. I understand the financial ramifications of that for the state. I'm just very concerned about smoking it. I'm concerned about how it affects young children and adolescents. So I would keep it out of their hands, and I would monitor it very closely. But that's a field that I'm not even going to touch. I'm still going to be the medical marijuana guy.
All right, Dr. Laszlo Metzler, thank you very much for joining us in studio. People can contact you at the Dent Neurologic Institute, and Dr. Metzler has the largest, like 6,000 patients. He has the largest medical marijuana practice in all of New York State. Coming up next, we'll talk with J.P. Kennedy, the U.S. Attorney for Western New York, about the legal ramifications of what we've been talking about today in this 12 hours, 12 voices situation. It's Bowerly for John Locke, and you know, heating and cooling companies are a dime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.